As my friend Ronald has been saying this week, such an honor to stand before you, especially when the bishop is around and the reverend sitting on their chairs and listening to students speaking the word of God. Such an honor. This morning, when I came in here, I was looking at everyone. I was looking for certain things in everyone. I was looking if I can find people who came here today to be discouraged. But I could not find anyone who came here to be discouraged. We all came looking for the opposite. We came all looking for encouragement, seeking hope, seeking to be encouraged and desiring to be motivated for the greater things in the Lord. Now, we live in a world where there is a lot of hopelessness, where there is a lot of discouragement. But now in these verses, Paul has found the secret of staying encouraged, even in the midst of circumstances, difficult circumstances that comes to our life. So this morning I'm going to share with you some of these secrets that will help us to stay encouraged when life is at its most discouraging. So if you can take to me from the verses that we have been read for us, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. You have your Bibles open all time. Paul starts with an incredible verse in verse 16. He says, "Do not lose heart." That is an amazing and incredible statement that Paul says. Do not lose heart. Paul is telling us that regardless of what comes our way, he doesn't give up. He doesn't give in. He doesn't give out. He does not lose hope. It is easy to lose hope. It is easy to give in. It is easy to give out. But Paul says, we do not lose heart. It is easy to come to a place where sometimes we are ready to throw in the towel, to lay our burdens, and to just quit. To me, it seems, from reading what the Bible says about the life of Paul, it would have been easy for him to lose heart, but he did not. He says, I do not lose heart. Now, looking at that small phrase, I do not lose heart, well, in us who study theology, in Greek, it's in its present tense, active voice. Paul is saying, I never lose heart. What Paul is saying is not bragging, but he is making a simple statement of fact that I do not lose heart. But when I look in the scriptures before, consider one of the passages that Paul was forced to enjoy in his life, the problems that he faced in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. Paul explains that the problems that he faced in Asia pressed him out of measure, above his strength, to the extent that he even despaired of his life. But in spite of all these trials and tribulations, Paul is able to say, I never lose heart. I don't know if this morning, if there is anyone who can echo the same statement and say, I do not lose heart. I never get discouraged. I never want to give up. I'm always encouraged and excited about my walk in life with the Lord. I believe no one can here say that today, because we all struggle. We all stumble from discouragement to discouragement. We all want to quit time to time. We all want to just stop and give no more, because we feel we have given all what we can. Well, There are times when leaving troubles and afflictions behind seems like the best option. But I'm far more interested to come to a place where Paul says, I do not lose heart. I believe that place is available for every child of God. That place is available for each and every one of us. In verse 16, Paul went on to tell us about the familiar struggles that we all face today. As I said, it is easy to lose heart. So in 16, part B, Paul gives us a reason why sometimes we lose heart. Paul identifies common struggle that we all face. He says in part B of chapter 16, though our outward men perish, the reason is clear. The outer man is perishing. When I speak of the outer man, I speak of the fleshly part of us, which encompasses our body and our minds. You see, the aging of the body and the sin in our minds, they all conspire to strip away our joys, peace, and love. So every day the outer man is perishing, is being destroyed by the pain, by the tribulations, by the troubles that are thrown against it. Now, there are two sources which causes us to lose heart. Fallen nature, our own sins, causes us to lose heart. Well, if the fallen nature doesn't get to you, then the fallen world, fallen men will get to you. You see, people sometimes, they hate us physically, emotionally, spiritually, and this causes us to lose heart. Now, Paul experienced some of these things in his life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, from verses 8 to 10, Paul says, we were troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken. All of us, we can reach the place where we do not lose heart. We can reach a place where we cannot be pressed down. We can reach a place where we can all say what the apostle says, we do not lose heart. Now, Paul, after saying this, identifying the common struggle that we all face, he went on to reveal some of the secrets that made him stay encouraged, even when he was facing all these challenges, tribulations, and problems. In part C, he gives us a secret of staying encouraged. Now, there are three realizations that I want to share with you which help us not to lose heart. The first one, in part C of verse 16, we are given fresh strength every day. Paul reminds us that while the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Wow. The outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day. You see, every day the mind and the body are assaulted by effects of sin, the fallen nature, and the fallen world. As a result of these constant attacks, the outward man is perishing. But while every day brings its unique problems, every day also comes with its own measure of grace from the Lord our God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, God promises us this. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. We all face difficult problems in our lives. We face tribulations, problems, pains. But this is what God promises us. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So the inner man is being renewed day by day. But we need to understand that this is not a one-time drink that guarantees us strength on every day. You see, the Lord is offering us a fountain from which we can drink every day to renew our inner man day by day. While the outer man grows weaker and weaker every day, but the inner man is being renewed day by day. You see, your spiritual life cannot survive on yesterday's meal. You need to eat every day. No single spiritual meal will power your life for months at a time. You need to eat every day. The same with our spiritual lives. The inner man needs to be renewed day by day. What am I saying? You need to feed on the word of day, of the word of God every day. You need to pray to the Father every day. Coming to church once a month is not going to help. You need the fellowship of other saints every day. This is how we renew the inner man. No wonder why sometimes we all lose heart. Because we make no investment in the renewing of the inner man. We feed these bodies, but these bodies are perishing. We put gas in our cars, change oils, but those cars are perishing. We go to see doctors, take our medicine, take care of our bodies, but all those are perishing. Yet we make no provision for the inner man who must be renewed day by day. That is why sometimes we lose heart. Because we focus our attention on everything else, but one thing that matters most in our lives, we take no thought about it. Our relationship with God. And for the renewing of the inner man. The second realization in chapter 17, part A. Paul tells us that nothing we face in this life will last forever. I want you to notice carefully the language Paul uses. He says, our afflictions are light, our light afflictions, which is but for a moment. Let's examine that for a moment. Because this is not how it feels when problems and tribulations come to our life. They never seem easy. They never seem light. And they never seem to be there for a moment. Now, the word affliction refers to all these tribulation, trials, and problems. Now, the word he uses, light, means easy. So here Paul is saying, you see these tribulations, you see these problems, they are easy. But now, this is not what Paul described in chapter 1, verse 8, when he was writing the letter to the Corinthians. Because he described the problems that he faced in Asia. In that phase, Paul tells us that his troubles were more than he could take. He says they pushed him beyond his natural bounds. They were more than he could take. But now, in this verse, he comes to us and says, they are light. They are easy. Well, when I was reading this scripture, and I said, Paul, are you confused? No, Paul is not confused. He's right in what he's saying. Paul is saying, the problems of this life may seem so heavy right now and seem like they are not going to end. And we think these burdens are going to break us under their weight. But Paul says, and he tells us that compared with the eternal weight of glory that we will experience when we arrive home in heaven. They cannot be compared. They cannot be compared. This gave strength to Paul when he realized that all these tribulations, when they are compared to the glory that we will receive when we go to heaven, to him they seem to be easy. They seem to be here for just for a moment. Now in Romans verse, in chapter 8 verse 18, this is what he says. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see, nothing we face here is worthy to be compared with the glory that we will experience when we get home in heaven. But our problem is, we hear this, but we don't believe it. What we believe is what we see. And what we believe is what we feel. What we believe is the pressure that we all feel. And we never think it is easy. You'll never hear a believer testifying that the problems that he is facing is easy. No ways. He is always complaining. Now, the reason why Paul could say this and we cannot say that is a matter of perspective. You see, we have our eyes on the here and now, but Paul had his eyes on there and then. It's a matter of perspective, how we see things in the light of the Word of God. Now, in verse 18, Paul reveals all these secrets of not losing heart, even when life tries to kill you. He says that everything in this world is temporal. They are here for just a short time, and it will pass away. But we cannot see those things. We will groan for a few days in these bodies, but we will rejoice for endless ages when we reach home heaven. We all feel the pain here for a short time, but we experience God's glory forever. Now, the last thing that we need to realize so that we do not lose heart. In part B of chapter of verse 17, everything that we face in this life has got a meaning. Paul tells us that our affliction works for us. It's a difficult statement to understand when Paul says, all these things that are happening to us, all these problems, tribulations, trials, they work for us. When things happen in our lives, we often look at them and think they are meaningless. We wonder how anything that is so painful, that senseless and so tragic can have a meaning. But it does have a meaning. If you are a child of God, nothing happens in your life which is meaningless. Everything that takes place is all part of our Father's plan to develop us, to build a character in us as his children. Just a reminder, you know, God did not save us just to bless us, but he saved us to make us more like Jesus. This is his eternal purpose. If Jesus suffered those things, sometimes we have to suffer all those things as well. Now, Paul is saying, we all know things work good for us. In one of the scriptures in Romans, Paul says, we all know that all things work for good for those who love the Lord. So, nothing in our Christian life is meaningless. Some things might appear that way, but nothing is meaningless. Now, if we consider for a moment the life of John the Baptist, He was imprisoned, and we all know what happened. It seems meaningless. The greatest men living on earth during that time, according to the testimony of Jesus himself in Matthew 11, verse 11, was executed to satisfy the evil deeds of a wicked mother and his foolish daughter. So when we look at that case, in our perspective, the death of John the Baptist was meaningless. Right? It was meaningless. But from God's perspective, that acted an eternal significance in John's life. God used that meaningless event, as we might want to see it, at the doorway through which he ushered John from time to eternity. I believe the last thought in John the Baptist's mind was these words by Paul: I do not lose heart. I do not lose heart. My brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to me this morning. When cancer comes and drains away our lives, it's not meaningless. When we lose our loved ones, it's not meaningless. Bishop, Reverend, when you struggle in the ministry, it's not meaningless. Parents, when you struggle with your children and their decisions, it's not meaningless. When these strategies of life piles on you one after another, you grow weary and tired of all these things, it's not meaningless. They are all working for your good. All these things, they are for your benefit. When this life is over, you step out of time into eternity, you will find yourself relieved from all these afflictions, and you will be swallowed up in the far, far exceeding and eternal weight of glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I quote what the Apostle Paul says: for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which we shall be revealed in us. When Paul looked at all these things, this is what he has to say: I do not lose heart, because if I compare all these things against the glory that we shall be revealed in us, these things are nothing. It's easy. That's why he says it's in a light affliction and they are here for a moment. As I conclude, how do we do not lose heart? We do this by seeing that our inner man is renewed day by day. And we need to preach these things to ourselves. Let's remind ourselves of these verses, the truth of these verses. Let's live our life of who we are in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we are pilgrims on this earth. We are strangers. We are people who are just passing through this world on our way home. We are not meant to stay here forever. But along the way, we will be discouraged. Sometimes we will be defeated. But do not lose heart. God can and will help us to make the journey home with glory and joy in our souls. That is only if we keep our eyes on Him and not on what we see. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you this wonderful morning for your word. We thank you for your word which encourages our lives. We pray, Lord, that we make every effort to renew our inner man. We thank you, Lord, for your promises that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Lord, help us, Lord, to change our perspective on how we see things. Help us, Lord, as we live our lives. We pray that all these problems and tribulations and trials that comes to our life, help us to see that they are easy and they are here for a moment and they are not here to defeat us, but they work for our own benefit. We thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to live our lives in a way that glorifies your name, that brings honor to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.